One of the first places whose design does address the special needs of Alzheimer's patients is Woodside Place, built just over a decade ago outside of Pittsburgh, and now a model for such facilities all over the country. David Hoagland was its principal architect, and he spoke recently with Studio 360's Julie Burstein.
If someone you love has Alzheimer's disease, you're probably familiar with the places that care for people with memory loss. Some of the best are like hospitals with long, clean hallways, a central nurse's station, and residents gathered in a large windowless room with a TV constantly blaring. Moving people with Alzheimer's disease into a facility like this is difficult because at just the point where their grasp on the past is failing, they must learn to navigate an unfamiliar antiseptic space with very little sense of home. David Hoagland set out to change that when he designed Woodside Place. I asked him what specifically he addressed in the physical layout of the building to respond to the needs of people with memory loss.
Well, I think that dementia and certainly Alzheimer's disease have been looked at from the standpoint that there's a loss of orientation to time, place, and self. And I think what we thought as architects and designers working with the client and their staff was that the physical environment could make some inroads into that loss of orientation so that, for instance, the building's designed with windows and views to the outside everywhere you walk through the building so that you're aware of whether it's morning or afternoon. You don't have to look at a clock or ask the question. You can see outside.
What else did you do to create a comfortable space for people with Alzheimer's disease?
One of the things that we thought as architects that we could do would to try to make the building understandable without having to have a sort of cognitive understanding of the building. So, for instance, we did things like it's a residence for 36 people, we created three houses with 12 people in each house so that there was a smaller sense of environment for people to master. But then even within that house, which had bedrooms and had living rooms and kitchens, is that all the bedroom doors are a Dutch-style door where the bottom half can be kept closed and the top half can be opened. And that allowed residents to view into the rooms so that when they're walking down the hall, they could see, you know, their favorite pillow on their bed, their house dress hanging next to it on the wall, all those things that become those clues for orientation of how to use the environment without creating the frustration of a lot of closed doors that are all painted the same color and maybe have numbers. So the physical environment, we tried things with, you know, fabric wall covering on one side and vinyl on the other so it would feel different when people touched the wall as they walked along. We used ceramic tile, so in some areas, and carpet in the other, so it felt different when you walked on it. We tried things with, we created a large country kitchen in the center of the building, so when they baked cookies, had coffee, all those smells could be used to orient and you could follow your sense of smell. So we tried to tap all the senses as a way for people to orient through the environment.
Were there things, and this can be in Woodside and it also could be in the subsequent projects that you've worked on, that you have felt, you know, this is something we really should try, but say the doctors and the staff have been concerned about?
Well, I think that probably the biggest issue that we had and continue to have in meeting with new clients is that for a lot of caregivers who have been in an environment where they've been providing care for people with dementia, they feel a real sense of responsibility to make sure that those people are safe at all times because people with dementia are not always aware. They can easily scald themselves because the temperature of the water is too hot because they're not aware of burning themselves. They can get into situations that are difficult. And if you think of the sort of traditional nursing homes and long-term care environments, there's this very institutional layer of, you know, the nurse's station and seeing down the hallways and the sort of security level that's in there. And Woodside Place has no nurse's station. The doors are open so people can walk through the whole building. People can go outside. And what we found in the research was that there was no increased incidence of falls or injury or safety issues at Woodside over a traditional long-term care environment where people were essentially locked on the third floor. That what we found was that by freeing the staff from having to sit at a nurse's station and watch down the hallways is that they became much more interactive, almost like a family-like of setting with the residents. So they were much more involved. They were able to more easily anticipate what the residents' needs were when there were risk situations coming up. But I think we've seen an incredible reaction by designers and the community in looking at the way that these residents live, that freedom is there. And I think that everybody was extremely nervous to begin with.
What was the response, and what is the response of the doctors and the staff to these changes? How has it, you know, you talk about how it's enhanced the experience for the patients. What kinds of responses have you gotten from the people who work in these places?
Well, part of the research study looked at what the reaction was of the staff. And I think that what was interesting was that by opening up the environment, creating these smaller settings, what was implied in that was that the staff worked much more closely hand-in-hand with the residents. So what we found in the research is that their stress level from their job went up, and they talked a lot about that, about how they always felt they were on the line, there was no way to get away, they were really engaged. But what was also interesting was that they had the highest job satisfaction as well. And you would think that those two things would be mutually exclusive, but they weren't. This was a place where people felt a sense of responsibility. They felt that now that they were taking care of those 12 people in that house, that they understood what Mrs. Smith's needs were. And if she got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wanted breakfast, instead of saying no and having an argument about breakfast is at 7 o'clock, they'd make scrambled eggs for Mrs. Smith. And so they felt that personal connection. And while it was stressful, they certainly felt a lot of rewards out of their position.
David Hoagland is an architect in Pittsburgh, where he designed Woodside Place, which is a facility for people with dementia. He spoke with Studio 360's Julie Burstein.